This is Dr. Mejia, the camp patient Marco Diaz, medical records 160-664, the breath 91-1963, reframe session, Lester Guerra, procedure performed, colonoscopy, secondary procedure, course, nipolepectomy biopsy, date of the procedure, April 10, 2024, indications, a screening for colon cancer, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, diverticulosis coli, number 3, 3 colon polyps removed, number 4, incidental finding of a what appears to be a wart in the gluteal area away from the anal spirit. Deform section cecum, complication on immediately, medication aspirin, mantra, anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, postum preparation score of 6, 2 in the right colon, 2 in the transverse colon, 2 in the left colon, per paragraph. Over procedures, the colonoscopy template, preparatory findings, and rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Sigmoid descending colon, in the rectal sigmoid colon, there's a pedunculated polyp about 3 to 4 millimeters removed by coast nipolepectomy, period, paragraph. In the sigmoid descending colon, there's scattered early diverticulosis present, period. There's a diminutive polyp in the sigmoid colon about 2 to 3 millimeters by coast biopsy, polypectomy, performed, period, paragraph. Transflexion, pianoma, period, paragraph. Transverse colon, pianoma, period, paragraph. Hepatic flexion, diminutive polyp about 2 to 3 millimeters by coast biopsy, polypectomy, performed, period, paragraph. Ascending colon, pianoma, period, paragraph. Sigmoid, pianoma, period. Also, in the perianal area and the gluteal area, there is a significant area of thickening of the skin, which appears to be related to possible warts, period. Recommendations 1 for the pathology reports, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation, next number, monitor clinic, next number, patient need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Next number, patient should see a dermatologist for evaluation of abnormality in the gluteal area, period. End of dictation.